Day 472. Tuesday, July 23rd. Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29, 1-27 NKJV. He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan. Whoever loves wisdom makes his father rejoice, but a companion of harlots wastes his wealth. The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. By transgression an evil man is snared, but the righteous sings and rejoices. The righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked does not understand such knowledge. Scoffers set a city aflame, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether the fool rages or laughs, there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate the blameless, but the upright seek his well-being. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. The king who judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever. The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous will see their fall. Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. A servant will not be corrected by mere words, for though he understands, he will not respond. Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. He who pampers his servant from childhood will have him as a son in the end. An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Whoever is a partner with a thief hates his own life. He swears to tell the truth, but reveals nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG Reading Plan states, 7. Squandering Wealth and Squandering a Nation, Proverbs 29:3 Type. Parallel. In both of these proverbs, bust or greed destroys a heritage. N.A. 8. Beware of the traps, Proverbs 29:5-5. Thematic. Nesi. Flattery in verse 5 refers to praising another often falsely, when the real objective is to promote oneself. It is not clear from the wording of the second line if the flatterer entraps the one he flatters or himself. As both ideas would seem to be true, see also Proverbs 6:28. Verse 6 is usually translated to mean that an evil person is snared by his own sin. However, the New American Commentary says it should be translated, "There is a snare in an evil man's iniquity." This could refer to a wicked person's self-entrapment, but it could also be a warning to the righteous against joining the wicked in their sin. With the second colon in either case showing the joyful outcome of the righteous escaping the snare of evil. 9. Concern for justice, Proverbs 29. Individual proverb. 10. Order in the court and in society, Proverbs 29. Wipe. Parallel. Catchword. Verse 7, since it concerns justice for the weak, may serve as a heading to this set of proverbs. The proverbs of this collection parallel each other as follows. A mockers create havoc. The wise restore order. Verse 8. Be the wise have decorum at court, fools do not. Viv. 9. A violent men hate the good, the just seek justice for them. Verse 10. Be the wise have self-control. Fools do not, verse 11. The unity of this text is indicated by the presence of catchwords arranged in a chiastic sequence. In a compare wise and foolish, verse 9, to fool and wise, verse 11, as well as men in Oshi of scorn, verse 8, the interlinear Bible to men in Oshi of blood, verse 10, the interlinear Bible, 11, the throne secured by righteousness, Proverbs 29, type. Thematic, inclusio. Proverbs on integrity in royal government sandwich. A proverb on the poor and their oppressors here. In turn, there is a kind of progression. A proverb that mentions wicked officials is followed by one that refers to the oppressors of the poor, which in turn is followed by a third on the need of a king to protect the poor from oppression, NSC. The Expositor's Bible Commentary explains verse 12 this way: once a ruler begins to listen to lies, his court will be corrupted. The point is that courtiers adjust themselves to the prince when they see that deception and court flattery win the day. They learn how the game is played. Note on verse 12. The contrast in verse 14 is the king who judges with truth. Verse 13, which declares that God is the source of life and consciousness for both the poor and the oppressor, is identical in meaning to Proverbs 22:2 in the Major Solomonic Collection. Besides making the point that all are equal before God, the words here are meant to comfort the downtrodden and alarm the oppressors. God naturally cares about those he has made, yet those who abuse his gift of life are still dependent on him for existence and had better heed all that he has to say, or else. 12. Discipline at home and in the nation, Proverbs 29. Parallel discipline must be maintained at home and in society at large. In this parallel text, VV 15:17 concern the former, and VV 16:18 concern the latter, NAC. The first line of verse 18 is perhaps best known by its King James Version rendering, where there is no vision, the people perish. Read this way, the verse is often thought to mean that if people have no forward outlook or personal goals, they are doomed. While true in principle, and the principle can even be inferred here, the King James wording does not precisely convey the sense of the verse in the Hebrew. The New King James rendering is better. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. The word for vision or revelation is used elsewhere in Scripture for a direct prophetic revelation from God, e.g. 1 Samuel 3:1. Isaiah 1:1, Ezekiel 12:27, Daniel 1:17, Daniel 8:13, Nahum 1:1, Habakkuk 1:7. This need not refer to prophets speaking for God at a particular time. It could refer to the people not being aware of or not having access to God's prophetic messages in Scripture. And the word rendered cast off restraint is also translated this way in Exodus 32:25, where the Israelites sank into sinful rebellion during Moses' absence. The New Century Version translates the first line of the proverb as, where there is no word from God, people are uncontrolled. The New Living Translation says, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. Note how being uncontrolled apart from God's messages contrasts with the second line of the verse, but happy is he who keeps the law. Want to avoid miserable chaos? Then obey God's instructions, the path to true happiness. 13. Controlling the servant and controlling the self, Proverbs 9:19, type. Parallel, arranged in ABAB form. Verses 19:21 on controlling one's servant seem to have nothing to do with VV. 20:22 on self-control. The link is the issue of control and discipline, with the implication being that one must give as much attention to governing one's own passions as to governing one's servants. N.A. The second colon of verse 21 is difficult because the meaning of the Hebrew word manon, rendered son in the King James and New King James, is uncertain, being found nowhere else in Scripture. The result of pampering a servant, especially in light of verse 19, a servant will not be corrected by mere words, is likely a negative one. Some translate manon to mean insolent, others as causing grief. The idea behind the translation son is that a possible Hebrew root of the term connotes continuance, a successor. Some accept this meaning in a negative sense, that the pampered servant ends up parading about as an inheritor of the master's estate. Verse 22 shares one line in common with a verse in the Major Solomonic Collection, Proverbs 15:18. 14. The prideful humbled and the humble exalted, Proverbs 9:23. Type, individual proverb. Mac. Compare Christ's words in Matthew 23:12 and Matthew 19:30. 15. Complicity in crime, Proverbs 9:24. Type, individual proverb, NAC. Leviticus 5:1 says that if someone fails to give testimony when there is a legal call for it, then the silent witness will bear guilt, bringing a curse on himself. This proverb, using the same word for oath or curse, describes someone who has befriended a thief, probably representative of any criminal, becomes aware of his wrongdoing, but remains silent when he hears a call to come forward and give evidence. He has brought a curse down on his own head. New American Commentary, note on Proverbs 9:24. 16. For deliverance look to God, Proverbs 9:25-26, type, thematic, anak. Verse 25 says that it's dangerous to be overly concerned about what others might think about us or do to us in the context of this book about living a righteous life. God will look out for us if we serve Him in faith, compare Psalm 118:6. Jesus also said not to fear what man can do to us, see Matthew 10:28. The next verse, Proverbs 9:26, does not mean that we should not try to get help from human authorities. The point is that we must always be looking ultimately to God to take care of us, even in matters we bring to other people. Consider Nehemiah seeking help for Jerusalem from the Persian emperor, yet praying to God all the while, knowing that God is in control of human affairs. These two verses, coming near the end of so many proverbs on corruption and injustice in society, call the reader back to the reality that the Bible, after all, is not a book about social reform but calls for committed faith in Yahweh, in Asc, note on verse 26. 17. The sum of it all, Proverbs 29, type, individual proverb, nak. The Jewish Sansino commentary says in its note on this last verse of the Hezekiah collection of Solomon's Proverbs, we may read into the statement the conflict of right and wrong which throughout history has been conspicuous in human experience. The virtuous refuse to compromise with the wicked and look upon evil with detestation. Wrongdoers regard the upright as their natural enemies because they condemn their practices. This mutual hostility, showing that the two ways of life are totally incompatible, is the central theme of the book, and the moral that runs through it is that the fight must continue to a finish, with victory for the righteous in the end. With this verse, proclaiming the antagonism of vicious men towards the virtuous and the abhorrence of the evildoer by the righteous, the book of Proverbs closes, at least as far as the collections of short two-line sayings go. But three addenda are appended. Chapter 30, The Words of Agur. 31. The Words of Nine, The Words of King Lemuel, from his mother. End. 31. 10-31 Praise of a woman of valor, i.e. of noble character, though the last section may be part of the second. End.